You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Justified After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Justified After Show.
All right, welcome everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz TV after show for Justified Season 4 finale episode. I'm your host, John Comerford, and I'm joined in the studio by Tamara Berg.
Hey, everybody.
We also have Steve Bottomley.
Hello.
And Joe Braswell.
My brother, Steve Braswell. Yeah,
that's right.
They always confuse us.
And engineering in the booth is Steve Lemieux.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay, finale episode. Well, we certainly wrapped some things up. We certainly left a lot of things open for next season. So let's get right into it. I want to start off with Boy Neva. Obviously, the big thing there is that Ava gets caught with her hands. I was going to say all sorts of metaphors about hands in the cookie jar.
Sure.
Hands on a dead body. Exactly. Wow. There's no metaphor for that. So I wanted to start out. Let's run that whole particular storyline because, yeah, I honestly thought they were going to get away with this. I didn't see any of this coming. Didn't want to see any of it coming because it makes for a great fifth season, though, because now you're getting get Boyd nice and angry and trying to get her out. But anyway, anybody else see this happening?
No.
I thought for sure they were going to figure out how to
actually,
wait.
Yeah, it's sad because literally from episode one to now, there was really not a doubt in my mind that they were going to pull this off. I mean, mm-hmm. it wasn't a doubt in my mind that Boyd has always been one step ahead of everyone. Yeah. He's always got a plan. He's got one more card to play. Yeah. He's always ready to go. And then so that's the last thing. We thought something was going to happen to Raylan. We thought something happened to Winona. Who knew? That completely got me by surprise.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought they were going to pull it off, and I thought we were going to be able to see him at his peak and the gradual downfall of, you know, trying to keep everything together. But, you know, just that last shot of him in that house.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that was good,
you know, no matter how hard I try.
Exactly.
They will always try to keep me in my place.
The fact that he had to break into that house, I thought was pretty poignant there, you know, because he's still so far away to being in this house with Ava. So,
yeah.
Did you see it coming, Tamara?
No, I didn't at all. And, you know, wistful at the end, Boyd in the house.
Wistful, good word.
Yeah, I mean, that was the word that came to me. And no Dairy Queen in his future.
And I think all of Harlan County suffers.
I totally agree
because there's no
you.
DQ?
There's no DQ. Although he did get the heroin distribution.
That's true. That's nice.
That's a nice trade-off.
Yeah. Very close to DQ.
Yeah.
You're not a sponsor, are they? Yeah. By any chance? Okay.
DQ or heroin?
So, yeah, he kept using up all his cards for Ava.
Right.
You know, I got another card to play. He made all his moves for Ava in this last this last episode, and it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And interestingly, they both had to lie to their significant others.
Yeah.
Raylan had to do it when Winona was in the ambulance.
Yeah.
And then when she was in the cop car.
Yeah.
And both significant.
Well, and that was another nice parallel that they had between the two of the brothers, so to speak, with, you know, Raylan and Winona and Boyd and Ava, those running themes again.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we'll get to Raylan, but he was able to pull it off successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much with Boyd. Mm. So
this to me qualifies as a surprise ending for me. I mean, the surprise ending to the season. I'm really shocked. I mean, they did such a great job of telegraphing, like, you know, Winona's doomed and Raylan, poor Raylan, this is all going to go bad. It's all leading up to this one moment with Raylan and Winona. And, you know, Boyd and Ava, good for them. They're going to make it out. Yeah. It's all going to happen. And then it, like, he switched on us. And I thought that was really, well done.
I thought that where they were going with this is that, oh my God, Winona's going to be in such a heap of trouble and Raylan's going to have to, and granted she was, but They solved that pretty quickly.
Right.
Right.
They did it. I love how they did it, too, with which is basically, look, you think you can buy people, and you're right. That's how it works. You forget we have more money.
Right.
So the Cherry Hill or Walnut Hill or whatever hill they all live on.
Yeah.
Direct all your comments to Steve Bottomley
exactly.
for those people who are upset that he doesn't get the word.
That's absolutely fine. they kind of reminded him that's how it works. We just have more money.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And they bought up all the people that, you know, Boyd thought he had.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's so funny because this whole time I was, you know, patting Boyd on the back for, you know, outsmarting the Cherry Hill guys. We're like, get him, Boyd, and he outsmarted the Cherry Hill guys. He turned the tables on him, and he had it. Yeah. At the end of the day, he was on the floor, and he's calling him white trash. Like, the guy's like, it was really...
Yeah, but seriously, the whole time I'm going, oh, Mr. Paxton, you are such an idiot, because the last place you want Boyd is cornered like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that I'm going, why is he saying let him up? Let the white trash... Let him go. I'm going, what are you doing? I mean, that would be the worst thing to do to Boyd.
It felt very much like I'm putting it's this back of class thing. I'm putting him in your place.
You're letting an angry dog off its leash.
That's my point. Is you've given him nothing to. Okay, well, now you've taken my woman. Well, I've got no reason to stop.
Right,
if you don't give her back,
right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take it. You know, what's the bombs? I can't remember the
C4.
Yeah, the C4. I forgot. Right. Amulex, I think is what they call it.
Yes.
So I mean, are you crazy, Paxton? Yeah. I mean, I'm going. Don't let him up.
Very short-sighted on Paxton's part.
Except that's just how they are.
Well, yeah. That doesn't say it's a cast. You know,
what is he going to do? He may be an angry rabid dog, but that's what we put down around here.
Right.
So
yeah,
right.
Hopefully it's going to be a fun next season.
Oh, that's what I think is great. I mean, it's going to be great for the season, but why would he do that? I mean, you have him dead to rights. I mean, not dead to rights. Obviously, Ava had the body, but you do have him stealing a body from a morgue.
Yeah.
Or it was, no, I guess Boyd wasn't there because he was off the brain. I forgot about that part.
I think they were borrowing it.
Yeah.
Because they did replace it.
That's true.
Sure.
They just swapped it.
Yeah.
How about that whole plan, though? I thought that was a good plan once they found
it. It was an excellent plan.
You know, okay?
The fact that no matter what you're doing as a guy, you'll screw up, like leave a corpse on the table.
Yeah.
Because where else are you going to put it?
Exactly.
Like, sorry, honey.
Exactly. It's just this odd sort of domestic thing. Like, you're leaving the corpse on the table.
Honey,
Think of it as Thanksgiving.
You know, what am I supposed to put it?
Like you tracked, you know, mud through
hell. Exactly,
right.
And they have these, you know, these moments in this one where again, for this whole season, it has been about Boyd and Ava's dream of a family, and they tried to drop it in. I think that was one of those moments. Where, you know, sorry, I didn't put the corpse in the garage.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Crazy me.
That whole heist, whatever, the whole plan was also very Elmore Leonard-y. It's almost kind of funny. In contrast to what was going on at the time, that was going on with Raylan and Winona, which is very heavy and very serious.
Right.
And we flip and they're like, do-do-do-do-do with the body. And, you know, my man is stepping in the cardboard.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
It's like, Jimmy, you kill people and you're worried about a corpse? I mean, what is that?
Because he's seen a lot of scary movies when he was a kid.
God.
Someone was the corpse was going to grab him by the ankle and pull him in. That's what he was afraid of. You know that's true.
I would have been terrified. But I feel like that was another way of Graham Nielsen games to lull us to sleep, because it was so lighthearted feeling, had a lighthearted feel, a little funny, a little, like we're just pulling a caper. So easy switch, and then it all turns goes bad.
But then still, when Jimmy walked away, Boyd was like, you leave me that flashlight.
Exactly.
Right.
Do not leave me here in the dark with this dead body.
I didn't take it that way. I just thought he needed to see what he was doing.
No, I thought, well.
Oh, that's how you took it? That's interesting.
No, I think that's kind of how I took it.
Yeah. It's very funny.
It's like, leave me the flashlight. But, you know, I'm not scared. I just
need the flashlight. No, really, just the flashlight. That's all I need. I'll be okay.
It was, that last moment, again, you don't want to, but you've gone, sorry, bummer, dude. You know, it's kind of like they get you pulling for Boyd every time. And then you have to think, oh, wait a minute. No, he kills people.
Right. It's what you said, Joe, from the back when Ava's pushing the body underneath the fence.
Yeah.
The headlights come up and Joe goes, that better be Boyd.
Yeah, it was really, I found myself outwardly rooting for Boyd and Ava, and I guess I knew it couldn't happen. We had the two clues where Grammy also, one interview said, you know, we can't forget Boyd is bad.
Yeah.
Don't forget that, you know, which now we know, you know, we'll see, he'll be bad, I'm sure, next season. And also that thing we kept touching on about one thing will happen that'll change Boyd and Raylan's relationship forever. Yeah. And for me, I feel like that was it. I mean, Boyd was not with Ava because he was off with Raylan. I think that's going to come up, and I'm jumping to predictions, but that's going to come up next season. The fact that, like, I was off helping you take care of your family. Meanwhile, my family was, you know, my girl was gone. I said that may be a problem.
Well, we had mentioned that, and I was kind of keeping an eye out for it in the episode, and that might be it, because I didn't really see anything that, in fact, this is one of the episodes where you go, oh, that's right, they were friends once.
Right.
Right.
When they were in the truck traveling, that really reminded you that, no, right. And I think it was Nikki that said, or was it Picker that said, you guys ever figure out that astronaut thing?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of references to their history.
Yes.
So I didn't see that moment where, you know,
the point of no return kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that could be, I mean, they didn't play it out in the finale, but to me, it's like, if I'm Boyd, it's like, I'm off effing around with Raylan. And meanwhile, you know, poor Ava's got to handle the thing by herself. And look what happened.
Yeah, but I also, it goes in, remember the scene they had in the bar between Boyd and Raylan? I mean, you know,
you're
whether
taking
or not,
me to Nikki Augustine scene?
Yeah, that whole, I mean, that was wonderful. But also, Boyd left, you know, not really of his own accord, so to speak, but he was doing it to make sure that the heat was off of Ava, even though he didn't think Raylan might not have had anything.
Right, right.
If Raylan wanted to, he could have hauled them both in there, because you know there are guns in there. I'm guessing Boyd's still on parole to some degree or something like that. And let's face it, he's
think all he needed to do was look in one more room.
Open one door.
I'm sure, you know that Raylan would have found something, so...
Yeah.
So the fact that he was off with Raylan was really just to get him out of there. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Ava's not in heat. In heat. In trouble.
Hello.
So let's do it that way.
But for the last few episodes, that has been Boyd's motivation and his decision process is protecting Ava.
Of course,
And that has not worked out well for him.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been able to make
it. And that he's not been successful doing it entirely. No. Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah. And now he has less than what he started with.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, Ava is now on her way to jail.
Well,
and all his big plans are gone.
Yeah, but he's got the heroin dealership now.
Right.
He does have that.
Kind of a promotion. It is. Think about it.
Let's face it. That's what that's one of the things he was hoping for.
And even when Duffy, you know, said, you know, we're going to be very rich together. And then there's that moment of like, you know, when he's sitting at the bar, like, you know, I think I said they almost made it. You know, he's sitting at the bar, and Wynn's like, do you want it? And he's reluctantly like, yeah, I mean, I guess I got to take it.
Well, right. he knows he needs it now more than any.
Yeah.
He's going to need the money to hire the lawyers. He's got to, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So.
What's that?
Well, I've got just a little side topic related to Boyd.
Go ahead.
Where's Johnny?
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
Is Johnny still
We
jail?
Still don't know.
Is he in jail?
Well, we don't know because the last thing we saw, it was left, let go.
It was left up to Rachel.
You decide, but we never got, so that's really wide open.
We'll see.
Yeah. I kept waiting to see either him somewhere where they go, okay, well, here's your final scene or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
No, we didn't get to see it. But speaking about the
He is a friend of the show, David, if you'd like to call.
Let's find out, David. But also, because it's still with the Boyd Ava storyline, is there's Cassie there at the end. So, which I thought was just very strange and fun and interesting. So she tipped off the Stadies.
Right.
So that's how they knew that. But it was interesting that she was there because that was just a strange. I'm guessing they wanted to just put it together to remind us that her little revenge to act to Boyd for her brother dying and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Or to explain how the Stadies figured out.
Yeah, it was just a little weird to see her there, though. It was like,
it was kind of jarring.
Yeah, I was like,
but you know
what
I was thinking of is this episode is called Ghosts, and she almost appeared, you know, the way it was shot, she was kind of appeared as an apparition.
Yeah, it was interesting.
She's scary looking.
And you know, those are the ghosts or the things that
haunt you.
Yeah.
You don't always expect, and they are going to come back in.
And you don't expect them.
Exactly.
And
all this whole thing clearly has been haunting Ava all season.
Yes.
And then for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
You know, it's come back to, you know, haunt her, chickens come home to roost, whatever analogy you want to use. But I do want to ask, and I know just really quick before we wrap up on that, we talked about our guy Wynn Duffy. It's always good to see him sort of saunter in, you know, with his eyebrows and a suit, like, you know. And I read somewhere, I can't remember which one of the things I read, but they refer to Wynn Duffy as cockroach. And
it's true.
And he said it, like, you know, the kings come and go and we're the survivors. Yeah, I had this very sense of, like, when he came, I'm like, you're still around. Like, how? I thought you were dead. Where are you? And he's like, here I am.
Well, and also, Pickett was saying the same thing, you know, never doesn't pay to be the lead dog. I mean, they know that, okay, I don't want to be in the crosshairs. I'll just hang around here just like a cockroach.
Yeah.
I'll hang around here and survive.
I mean, Wynn Duffy is really doing great. He's staying in the margins here. Like, he's hanging on.
He survives. However he does it. He does it by keeping his mouth shut and staying out of the way.
Right.
Until they need him. But, yeah, as soon as he walks in, he's like Art. It doesn't matter what he says. You know he's going to deliver.
So we had some interesting comments from people regarding those
things. Hang on a second. They're over there.
Uh-oh.
They're where? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, while you're getting that, I'll thank those people who've given us comments and written into us, and especially all those people who are going to iTunes and rating and commenting and downloading and telling a friend. And also YouTube. Thank you very much for that. So we have some comments here from people.
I'm so sorry. We rushed in here, and I just, right as
we were rushed.
YouTube comments, mostly what we've got here. D. Siomini says, I really thought that rocking chair was going to explode in last episode.
We all kind of thought that.
Yeah.
The Emulex moment.
Or a tracker or something.
Right. We talked a little bit about the glasses, Colton's glasses.
Right.
And there was a comment on YouTube about that. And didn't Tim make a remark earlier about liking Colton's glasses? I wouldn't be surprised.
I think he did. I do remember that now that you say that,
One of the things that Graham Yost talked about was that the idea, I think we mentioned talking about...
On the field, battlefield.
Battlefield taking souvenirs, and so that was sort of what that represented, perhaps.
Yeah, and that was something that they worked out between them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
It wasn't really scripted so much as that the two actors worked together.
So the gist is it was just a moment. It wasn't laying the... groundwork or something later.
Right, and we talked about that a little bit, that a lot of times on this show, they take such steps to really get us to see the right things and that even the misdirection, we take it, obviously, and sometimes we're putting perhaps a little too much emphasis on these things.
You keep going back to that shell casing that it picks up that comes big time, five episodes later.
Right.
So now, okay, that's the bar. Every move they make, it's like, what are they doing?
Michael, I'm going to say it. Fino Chiaro.
By the way,
just
I got
call
that
me Fino, he says. And John was the one who got it right last week. Actually pulled the implausible card, said the scene in the church at the end of last episode. I think that the whole Ava shows up to kill Ellen May rather than hand her to Detroit was a bit implausible given the stakes. Also, we had a couple of people talking about Art dying, and as we know, Art did not die, thankfully.
That did not happen.
Big old zero for me on my season-long prediction about something happening with Winona and or the baby. Also, we have a little bit of information from the Graham Yost interview for this week. He says, it is our expectation that we would see a little Raylette or Raylene in season 5.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I feel sorry if either one of those names are hers.
I know, right?
Well, we already talked about that, how the Elmer Leonard character had a couple kids, and how they took away the kids away because they didn't want to, for various reasons, production reasons and also story reasons.
Yeah.
So now this is an opportunity to... maybe bring those back.
Well, we were talking about that, where, the child may come to this world, but doesn't mean it's hanging out with Raylan.
Right.
Yeah.
So
one of the other things that we were talking, or that I read and we were talking about, was they decided that the baby was going to be a girl. Because there was a lot of conversation in the writer's room about should it be a girl or a boy? Because if it's a boy, then there's a bit of that legacy father-son thing going on.
Yeah.
And they decided that the baby would be a girl, so it completely takes that off. But I think in a lot of ways, it gives even more of the sympathy to, a dad and his baby girl.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's sort of even more, heart-wrenching to think I've got a baby girl I need to protect in certain ways.
Well, then it was that girl from season 2 who he...
the teenager.
The teenager who was season 2 and in season 3. Whatever happened to her, by the way?
She's in college now.
Okay.
She got a lot of money.
She's in college. Right.
She got the money.
Very well.
Yeah, that's right.
She got Meg's money.
Yeah.
Money. Either way, I just don't see a child hanging out with Raylan.
No, but
going
it'll be good
on,
to see.
Going on runs with him and hanging out.
Putting the car seat in the Crown Vic.
We've seen him in relationship with his father. We know that. Mm-hmm. But we've also seen how he responds to his aunt. We only know, and we never saw with his mother, but we know how he talks about his mother and how he feels about his mother. So it's really going to be interesting to see a different relationship happening, how that affects him as a not only as a man, but then as a lawman. And, I mean, that's going to be interesting. I think that's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Let's move on to Sammy and Sammy coming into town and take care of business. First of all, I love the scene with Nikki and Picker in the diner just chatting it up, just talking
eating
about
fries.
It
again.
Only one of them's eaten.
Yeah,
and it always says one's nervous and one isn't.
Yeah,
you know, and so Nikki's just like I'm just
having a meal.
He's
having
so over
fries.
The whole thing,
and he's you know he just is in absolute control.
Yeah,
and he knows exactly what's going to happen. He knows exactly what he's going to do, and he's going to come back and kill Raylan's family.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And, he really thought he was in control anyway.
It doesn't really work out that way, does it?
No, it does
I mean,
not.
What a great scene in the limo and the whole thing. That,
yeah.
And at the end of it, okay, so now we know who each other is.
Right.
And then I'm going, how are they going to do that? And I was thinking, I'm going, how are the writers doing
exactly.
this? How are they getting out? They put themselves in this hole.
I almost wanted to pause it and just go, okay.
Let's have a discussion.
Let's discuss before we know what happens next, because he's either going to pull the gun out and kill him. And he can't do that,
he's
going to sacrifice his family. You know, and I'm going, where are they? What are they going with this?
But he did hint at it. I mean, you're still in the limo. You know what it says?
Yeah,
you're still in the limo.
He's like,
you're still in the limo.
And
again,
I did not see Sammy coming back either. They had me guessing the whole time.
And they have Sammy in those ridiculous suits.
He's so ridiculous. And he's the head of the crime family now? That's where I'm going. He's surrounding himself. I'm sure he's paying these people very well.
Right.
And what did they say happened to Theo? Like he's
in Tunisia. Yeah, they have no extradition.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because Drew's given all kinds of testimony.
Nude beaches and no
topless,
extradition.
Yeah.
Topless beaches. Oh, because Drew is okay.
Yeah.
And the shot of him walking away.
Oh, that was a great
shot.
Wonderfully composed
out
shot.
Out of focus, gunfire, just riddling that limo.
I thought about that. There's a couple of ways to go there, and I really, really wanted to see. I mean, you know, Nick Augustine has been a great character. We've talked about how much we loved him. And
He's been the
big bad for the season. And I kind of wanted to see him get his comeuppance in a way that he was so confident. Mm. He was so sure of himself. Even the car, he's like, I'm going to kill your family. Like, this is what I do.
And I don't even carry a gun.
Right.
I don't need to.
What are you going
to
do, shoot me? This is that cop rhetoric, but I wanted to see the look on his face when he realized that. Oh my god!
Yeah, that would
have
been interesting.
That. However,
because he could have just been resigned, like damn,
right?
Shoot.
You know, but that's so that
would have been interesting.
I wanted that, but the walk away was pretty cool too. So.
Well, you know, even though he's suspended,
very cool.
He's still a lawman, so you couldn't actually see a crime being.
And that was a great little wrap up there, because the whole time, you know, obviously last week we were hearing, you know, suspend me later. I got things to finish. Yeah. Up, I got to tie up loose ends, and then this one starts with, okay, fine, I'll start my suspension now. And the fact that he says I'm suspended.
I'm suspended.
Right.
I mean,
very
satisfying.
Very satisfying.
But you got to go. But that leads right to the question between he and Boyd: who is the bad guy?
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, was it justified? I mean, we can argue that all the time, because look, Nikki obviously wasn't going to stop. He's going to go after my family. I can't kill him because he didn't pull. So how do I protect my family and stay within the bounds? It's certainly a huge gray swath he's walking.
Very gray area line. But I will say, as viewers and as all of us, as audience members, I think if he pulled out the gun and shot
Nikki, he couldn't have done that.
Well, but it would have been bad, but I think none of us would have, just talking about moral, as being justified. I think we all would have been like, well, I mean, well, he's Nikki Augustine is a bad guy. I'm glad it didn't go that way, but I think that this is a way, if the question is whether or not that was justified or not, it's gray, but it's a lot cleaner than pulling the trigger himself.
Yeah.
Well,
indeed.
Yeah, because he had to go. I mean, Nikki had to go.
He had to go.
Yeah, and there's, you know, two thoughts on that. First of all, you know, just as Harlan takes care of their own, Detroit takes care of their own and that sort of thing. Second thought is, when is Detroit going to learn to stop sending people to Harlan? Because everyone they send ends up dead.
Harlan has claimed a lot of Detroit guys.
Oh, my God. You'd think at this point Detroit would go, no, We're done.
Guys.
Yeah, but the stakes are going to go up into season five.
Yeah.
If Boyd's now got the heroin trade and the Detroit connection is very clear here, the stakes are going to continue to go up. And so they're going to continue to send people, not to do the bidding, but, you know, it's still going to be clearly a very important part of the Detroit.
Yeah. Well, and then
syndicate.
We should get into that when we do predictions because it makes for a very interesting mix with Sammy running the show right now.
Because him and Raylan have a sort of an uneasy truce and dirty handshake. So if I'm Sammy, I think like, Raylan's my guy down there. Like, I can run up, and I'm still running drugs in that area.
Yeah.
Boyd, you know, it's like he can bust Boyd, but ultimately he's crossing Sammy. And how does that work? How will that work? You know, so.
He's not going to, but the Stadies are now going to be run by Mooney.
Right.
Right.
Who's in Paxton's pocket.
Hmm. Right.
So there's no, that connection there. I mean, obviously Boyd is against them. So there's no real good connection with the Stadies.
Right.
No. And, you know, much as Sammy might have some sort of dubious tete-a-tete with Raylan, that is not going to carry any water.
No.
Right.
Because as soon as, you know, Raylan's just going to go after him.
Sure.
Right.
So, but, you know, we've got obviously the alliance between Detroit and Wynn and Boyd. So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to send someone new.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean,
because I don't think Raylan, I'm sorry to stay on that point just for a second, because I don't think Raylan has any love for Mooney.
No.
In those states.
No.
Not at all.
The only thing I can see at the end of this is that, and I don't know if Raylan now feels, or if Sammy feels like Raylan owes him something now, or if I'm walking away so we're even. You know, I'm giving.
Yeah,
you
I'm thinking it's
Nikki.
A gimme. It's a.
Yeah, it's a wash.
Look, you know, you don't mess with my family. Right, great, right. You took care of that. I gave you the guy who was going to kill you. Good, we're good.
We're good.
Right.
All right. So now we're back to
that's
zeros.
It. Yeah.
Zero.
Well, I forgot.
But, speaking,
you know, there was a lot of. First of all, I thought it was overall tone and the way they shot it was dark.
Yeah.
Oh, it was very dark. Yeah.
Very dark and a lot of two shots. Just a lot of
interesting.
Yeah, a lot of just two people.
You know, and they were cutting it a little bit with some humor with the the body stuff and all that other stuff. But for the most part, it was a dark phenomenon.
I remember what I was going to say. In the hierarchy of Detroit villains,
right?
I would say Quarles is
up there.
At least some crazy.
But Nikki. You know, he carried his own, and I think they used him just the right amount.
Yeah,
because
they did.
Because Quarles had seven different kinds of crazy, and you didn't know what you're going to get. But Nikki just had the attitude.
Nikki
and
was
it's
wonderful,
it's kind of like, you know.
Michael Mallon did a great job.
He was great. But once you saw that attitude, you can't get too much of it. So,
right.
So edited him just right. And it was good. I think I would have liked to see him take some of those bullets, but.
I agree with you. I like that phase. Just to realize, I would love to have seen what he would have, Michael Malley would have loved to have seen what the actor would have come up with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In that moment realizes, like, son of a bitch, he said I'm going to die in the limo.
Right.
I'm going to die in the limo. And Sammy's doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
That's
a moment I would have loved to have seen.
I don't know. When you first said it, I thought that seems like a really kind of, in my mind, it came up as a contrived cartoon sort of finish, you know, flash on Nikki going,
whoa!
And then, you know, and then Raylan walking away. Mm-hmm. Except that I know that at Justified, they could do a better job.
Yeah, exactly.
It beautiful,
right.
So.
Yeah, it wouldn't, I don't think it
would they do it any better than I can imagine.
Yeah, sure. That's, I just imagine Michael Malley in his capable hands. That would have been amazing.
And that's everything to do with just me wanting to see, I love that character so much. I wanted to see like a punctuation put on this character.
Sure.
Or punctuation put in that performance by Malcolm Alley. I don't know what it would have been.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it wouldn't have been a whoa! You
know? Yeah, no.
Home Alone.
Curses!
Let's move on to Raylan. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you started off great with that scene with Raylan visiting. He's carrying, I assume, was a
baby monitor. The
baby monitor's hand. Yeah. So, which I thought was great because now one of his hands is full. So it's like, I don't think he's going to be able to draw on two guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. And that already got you when you saw the first two guys, right? What were you saying about that? Your heart was already racing?
Oh, it was. Absolutely. Well, probably you looked over at me and I was like this.
Right.
I was really nervous.
Very tense.
But, you know, it's because, as we all know, that's what I've been predicting all season, and that it didn't come to fruition quite that way.
So
not
weird.
That I wanted it, and I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
But it was weird to see her sitting there with the gun right at her.
Yeah. You know,
and the tears streaming down her face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, you know, Tim Oliphant, you know, just great job of saying it all without saying any kind of, he's kind of a little hop in a step going to the house. He's got the baby monitor, feeling pretty good, and he just solved the big case, and everything's all good, and he walks into a giant shitstorm, if you will, and it's like the look of like complete seriousness. And then it's just great.
And he says, I think you should, you know, turn yourselves in, you know, plop on your bellies, and that's what
that's exactly what he says to Nikki.
I mean, that's what he says. He wants to, he at least gives everybody a chance.
He does give them a chance.
He does. He gives them a way out. Here it is.
Including Boyd in the bar. I think he said something similar to Boyd, like, well, you should, you know, either I can haul you in, or you can help me, you know.
You know, after seeing the whole episode, I understand why it was a very contained scene. I just thought it ended so quickly.
It did. Yeah, it did.
Well, thankful for DVRs, because we had to turn it back a couple of times to watch and make sure what exactly happened.
But and the story and everything.
I thought it was an interesting choice to put it in the baby's room.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a quote from Graham Yost.
Okay, because the paint, I'm just, before you tell the quote, because I don't know what the quote is, but I just love the new baby room with the
cute
wallpaper
little
and murals and just getting splattered with blood. Yeah. Going, oh my God. So well, what does Graham have to say? Pink.
Graham Yost, blood on the nursery wall, that is our show.
There you go.
That's what he said.
That's exactly what I thought.
Exactly
what
he said.
Also, it also, that's it. I mean, you know, I keep wanting to say Ava.
Winona.
Is there's just no way she's raising a baby in that room.
Exactly.
They put a button on that whole
story. There's not enough crime scene cleanser to give you all that stuff.
But I will say it's kind of an interesting family time when you and your husband are drilling a guy.
Both killing people in your baby's nursery.
That's John Woo.
Bonding family moment.
Very John
Woo. Oh my God, she's kicking.
I really thought that was cool the way they kind of got that out of the way. I mean, I was really surprised to see it come so quickly, you know, in the episode, not just the kidnapping, which was coming from the previous, but the resolution.
Right.
It was like, and we still got 40 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah, I thought that made a great point, because it's not these guys, because these guys are just the next guys who are the next guys.
Yeah.
You know, this is not going to end. So I thought it was great to get rid of him, because then you realize, oh, my God, this is what their life is going to be like every week.
Always.
So they have to do that. So.
Because he didn't give up Shelby.
He didn't give up Shelby.
This is your life now.
Exactly.
It's good to see Raylan again on the hunt. I mean, I feel like this whole entire season we've seen him you know, very calm, very, very, very relaxed. He's hunting down Drew, but he's not angry. He's not really pissed off, and like, you know, like there's no vendetta there. And I feel like the fact that the stakes were so high for him to see him going, I'm taking this guy out. That was kind of like little Charles Bronson. That was kind of cool to see.
Well, Elmore Leonard.
Yeah,
Mr. Majestic, all that kind of stuff. But you know, in art. You know, when Raylan and he had the conversation, but don't go after him. If you go after him, don't bother coming back.
Right.
Right.
Which, you know, you know, traditional, you got to have that saying.
Love it.
And I'm going, Art's got to know. Art's got to know. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I
was wondering, I thought for sure he'd do something like, Tim, follow him.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Right.
First of all, whenever Art and Raylan have a conversation, their dialogue, it's always so tight and paced so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well written every single time. I'm with you on that. I was like kind of going, okay, where are you going to go with this? Because he's going after.
Yeah, you know, he's, I mean.
So,
you
know, I don't know if that was Art just kind of washing his hands, going,
I was waiting for the wink.
I was too, but it never came.
No, it didn't.
So
that one.
I read it as like really sort of sincere and genuine, almost like I put up with all of this crap, all this time with you.
Right.
And let me just pull you aside, look you in the eye, and tell you, all right, listen, don't do this. And if you do, I'm done. Like I kind of bought it in that moment. I bought it. It wasn't one of those, I'm saying this, but I don't know.
Yeah,
you
I didn't
know,
buy it.
You're gonna do. I
mean, I thought I was. I believed that Art was trying to be sincere with him. I bought that part.
Sure.
But I just thought, you know, in the back of his mind, I don't think that Art went.
Raylan's
he's gonna
go
stay away.
Raylan always listens to
I just would have loved to see Tim be part of it later.
Right.
It's always just, you know, would have been fun. So that would have been good.
I agree. Right.
And I just want to go back once more between those scenes between Raylan and Boyd, especially in the bar. I thought, you know, you could see, because, you know, Raylan was getting unfrazzled. He was frazzled. It's not unfrazzled, he was frazzled. So, because you could see, you know, he certainly stepped over some bounds there that he normally doesn't do, you know. I just liked them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I love that he called him a buddy, because, you know, that calls back to the first season where you know, Boyd says, we're friends. And Boyd did think that they were friends, and, you know, Raylan's never felt that.
So. They called out the first season a couple of times. Also in the truck when he says, you're going to do the countdown like in Miami. Exactly. So there was a few callers.
And the term gun thug, which they use a lot in season one and season two.
But I thought the most interesting conversation was in the car when they were talking about who is the bad guy.
Yeah, I do too.
It was very, very dumb.
And that also harkens back to the first season as well when Winona says that Raylan is the angriest man she's ever known.
Right.
So in the bar, again, it's that the thing about Raylan and Boyd is, and evidently this is going to change now, but Boyd always figures they were friends.
Right.
And Raylan just figures they have to work together on opposite sides of the law.
Yeah.
But in the bar, he actually, I know, I'm sorry. And there was that moment of like, okay, I got to be a friend here to get what I want. And then it carried over into the truck.
Yeah, and it lasted this long because now that we're done with that.
Right. You know, yeah, you can do it from here. Exactly. I mean, trust is gone.
I agree. But I think that also speaks more to Raylan's character in general, because I think about, like, who are his friends? I mean, even Tim and Rachel and these people, there's very much, he's fond of them all and they're all friends, but he's not affectionate. He's not palling around with Tim and having some beers, you know, and doing a lot of backslapping. So even if he was going to acknowledge Boyd this much, I mean, that was about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
And he can anyway, because he doesn't respect him. He's a thug. Yeah. And he is.
Yeah, he is.
And Raylan just never forgets that.
He did give his gun back, though.
He did.
That was nice.
I think it was a really cool way to bring this full circle. I mean, I think we've been saying from episode one that, you know, this is the season's maybe a reset. This was like a reset, you know, sort of back to, you know, this, you know, Raylan's a marshal and Boyd is this guy. And the two sides of the same coin. Well, I think by the end of this entire series, of this season, you see Boyd at the end by himself alone, you know, ready to embark on life and crime with a heroin thing. You see Raylan by himself alone, like coming off suspension, ready to do to be a marshal. So it just felt like we're back to zero. Raylan's here, Boyd's here, Ava's gone. Winona's gone. Let's start season five. You know, so it was very much a reset. We've been talking about this reset all season.
Since you just led into that, let's talk about season five. Let's move on to that.
Show has been renewed for a fifth season.
Would you know that? This is smart people at FX. They better renew it. Yeah. It's crazy not to. So I just think it's great that, you know, with Drew gone, that Mooney's taken over the sheriff's department, which I think is just crazy.
Right.
He's just so, you know, it's steeped in corruption already. I mean, not even a chance that this guy's on the straight up and the...
I mean, has there been a clean... Has there been a clean sheriff in the city?
No, not a one.
County, it doesn't exist.
Shelby tried. I mean, he tried.
For a while. But
from the get-go...
Yeah. No. Welcome to Harlan.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the only one that was any good, excuse me, when I may say good, I mean on the side of good, was Trooper. The Trooper, Bob.
Oh, yeah, Trooper Bob.
Not Constable Bob, but Trooper. I think
that's
his name
who Arlo shot, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Right.
Because
he was wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's right.
Right.
I forgot about that.
If you got his name, please. My apologies. I'm sure we'll hear about that.
Right.
So, all next year.
Exactly. So, but that was the only one. But I love that already. I mean, so.
Right. So season five is going to begin with Mooney as the sheriff and Ava in jail.
In jail. And of course, Boyd doing everything to get her out of there.
And Boyd being the kingpin of the heroin business in Harlan.
And I'm going, I would think, geez, if I were Boyd, wouldn't you just go to Paxton? Go, okay, I've now kidnapped you. Get your pal Mooney to give me Ava, or I'm just going to shoot you in the head.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's such an easy play to me. It's like, that's why I can't believe Paxton said, yeah, he can't hurt us now. What? No, he's going to do is take you and kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except Boyd is a little short on manpower right now. We don't know where Johnny is.
Sure.
But we're pretty
sure. And Jimmy's scared
of
a grave.
Jimmy may be in trouble because Boyd told Jimmy to stay with Ava.
That's true.
and he did not.
Yeah, but you know, getting given the gifted the heroin trade will come with a whole lot of soldiers.
Sure.
You know that will happen.
And I believe he said, "I'm going to give you the heroin trade in Kentucky, not Harlan."
It's absolutely Kentucky.
That's a big operation. So it's not just a small time deal. So, you know, we may see a Kingpin Boyd next season. Yeah. You know, I mean,
There's a little bit of conversation, actually. Graham Yost acknowledged this, and we've talked about it amongst ourselves that our favorite season has been season two.
Right.
And it's kind of widely thought that season two was the best season with Mags Bennett. And the reason why I like that season so much was because there was so much culture involved.
Right.
You know, we got the culture of the holler. We saw Mags, you know, throwing her
with the families and
the parties, the shindigs, the hootenannies.
The apple pie.
And the apple pie, which I have some in my fridge. And, you know, seeing the relationships between people and in the small ways.
Right.
You know? And that's, I think, a lot of why season two worked so well, because we got to see the charm and the connections between people. And it's one of the things we often talk about here, that the connections between Boyd and Raylan, that they go far back, and we see the personal stuff, Constable Bob, aside from him just being freaking hilarious, there were the histories between there. And so for season five, I'm hoping we're going to get something that will give us that. I'm not saying that we have to go back to, you know, seeing Hootenannies in the Holler, but something like that gives us the connection to these characters, because it's a little hard to relate to the guys from Detroit coming in with their guns.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that was my question. I was going to ask this open question. What you're answering is, do you think we're going to see a homegrown villain the next season out of Harlan or Kentucky, or do we see we'll see another outsider come in? You know, that was
we may see Raylan go on a road trip. We may see. I mean, if Boyd has to go, you know, all over Kentucky, you know, maybe Raylan's going to be sent somewhere. I'm trying to think of the storyline they can do to top either two or three.
Uh-huh.
You know, which I think have been their two strongest seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For two, for the very reason you were talking about. And then three, it's just opening up to crazy.
Well, is it interesting? They had a lot in this particular season four. There's been a lot of talk about how the last half of it was really, I mean, let's face it, Decoy was a great, great episode. And so some of these, you know, it's certainly finished well. The last few episodes
But it's, I don't think you can top two in that world.
Let's hope they see.
You know what I mean? Because they've done so much in the show. So, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe, you know, they did reference Miami. Maybe they're going to say, let's road trip this season five.
Do you think that we'll go back to the serialized manner of seasons two and three?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do a mystery thing like they did this year.
This year was mildly serialized, mild like a through line, but each episodes were pretty individual. They were pretty self-contained.
Yeah.
And so, like, each week is a different caper, a different mission.
Not to the degree that season one was, though.
Right.
They got their legs in two.
But so. two and three are definitely serialized. I wonder if season five would be more of a serialized through line. Or
what would you prefer?
What is your answer?
I want serialized. I love the whole, you know, I love diving. I know it's bad for viewers and people want to be able to dip into, you know, any episode. And that's a thing they don't like.
Try to figure out what's going on.
I love, you know, being in the middle of a long 13-episode story.
Okay.
So
I prefer it. So if
camera.
It, you know.
I don't really want to answer it in that way. I think I already answered the you know, by what I want for the next season based on the connections between people. That's what I'm looking
for. All right. Well, listen, we've wrapped up the whole show. Let's end the season.
I'm sorry.
You got something?
Yeah. So when Boyd was being beat up by the cops.
Yeah.
I was just hoping one of them would start yelling, "Stop resisting." that would have been funny.
Oh man, it was good. I liked that Boyd hauled off and hit Mooney.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
a few times.
Would you suppose that was a setup for five? No.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You think? I don't know.
Well, you know, it was a good season. It was a good, you know, it was
thoroughly enjoyable.
I really enjoyed it.
Great season.
You know, I agree.
So. All right. Well, that's okay. Then let's take us to our wrap-up music here. Let's get out of here. Any last few? Well, actually, let's tell everybody where they can find you.
At Joe K. Braswell on Twitter, and at Grantland and Extra, and here, AfterBuzz.
I'm at Bottomy Steven on the Twitterian world.
I'm at Tamara Berg. on Twitter. I got a few tweets on my old address. Don't use that one. I never read it. Yeah. So at Tamara Berg on Twitter. Also my website, TamaraCentral.com.
Yay.
All right. You can just find me here. That's all. All right. Listen, thanks again for all your comments. Hey, write in about what you think the next season should be about.
Season 5 should be, yeah.
Let's hear what you guys have to say about that. Also, tune into all the other episodes we have here. Not only episodes, but I should say series we have here. Over 60 different shows. I'm sure there's something you'll like out there. Check in iTunes there and see what, and go to AfterBuzzTV.com. You'll find out all the shows we have running here. I'm sure there's something you'll like. Please do it. And thanks again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.